These two came to cheer on Gonzaga.
Hopefully a different outcome than last time around because they lost in the second round.
They should win.
They should. If they don't, very disappointing. Yeah. They got a great team this year.
And then I found these two sisters wearing rival t-shirts, Michigan and Michigan State.
30 years.
I know, 30 years. we've had different favorite teams for 30 years. My sister has bad taste.
The folks at Vivint say they are loving the blue skies and beautiful weather, the view of the mountains. And the Downtown Alliance says that may be the thing that impacts us more than any sort of money brought in from the tournament. Nick Como with the Downtown Alliance talked about that to KSL over the phone.
I mean, think about how the Olympics were, right, where the whole community is playing host to the world, and people come to Salt Lake and have this amazing experience. That sticks with you, and I think this is obviously on a much smaller scale, but it's the same idea.
The fact that people are here in Salt Lake City, and they'll plan to come back, and the buzz and feel of having such a big tournament in town.
I can guarantee you it's all good for bars, restaurants, mall, parking, shopping, hotels, the whole nine. Everything is so close and condensed right here in downtown that we would take advantage of a national event like this. That's going to be thousands of people into our city.
Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.